Now, Norman, you've lived in Japan for a while. Have you lived in any other countries?
Yes, I've lived in Germany as well.
Germany?
Yes. I lived for 5 years. I had two contracts in Germany. The first one in the 70s for 3 years. I was an immersion teacher, which means that they're English students at the elementary level who take all their courses in French. So with a particular second language approach, I would teach them not only French, but I would teach them mathematics in French, science in French, visual arts in French, physical education in French.
Wow. In Germany?
In Germany, yes. Wow. This was for the Canadian Armed Forces.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's the men, the father, who's there as a soldier, but sometimes it's the woman. But they do have children, and there was a need for some Canadian schooling, and they hire teachers to teach the children of military personnel.
Wow, what a cool job. What did you think about Germany?
Germany is very interesting in that it's a very lively country, I find. I enjoyed certainly the nature part. Every weekend, Susan and I tried to go on what they call Volksmarch, which means Volks means popular walk. You have a choice of 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, or 15 kilometer walk. And at the end, once you complete the walk, you get a medal. And the walk is always in some nice village. You go up the hills, up the mountains, you have beautiful sights. And every now and then they have some kind of a food stand with a Bavarian band playing, and then you have those Bavarian sausages, and it's just a whole lot of fun. So we would take our children along with us, and it would be quite an event.
Wow, that's nice. How long did you live in Germany?
Yeah, I lived 5 years total, in 75 to 78, for a three-year contract, and then 85 to 87. Two-year contract, yeah.
Wow, so you speak German as well?
I do, but now I haven't spoken it for quite a long time, so it would take a little bit of, review.
Yeah. Wow, trilingual, that's cool.
Thank you.